Ice Cream, written by Helen Dunmore.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
My Polish teacher's tie. I wear a uniform, blue overall and white cap with a school logo on it. Part-time catering staff, that's me, £3.49 per hour. I dish out tea and buns to the teachers twice a day, and I shovel chips onto the kids' trays at dinner time. It's not a bad job. I like the kids. The teachers pay for their tea and buns. It's one of those schemes teachers are good at. So much into a kitty, and that entitles them to cups of tea and buns for the rest of the term. Visitors pay too, or it wouldn't be fair. Very keen on fairness, we are here. It was 10:45 when the head got up to speak. He sees his staff together for 10 minutes once a week, and as usual he had a pile of papers in front of him. I never listened to any of it as a rule, but as I was tipping up the teapot to drain, I heard him mention Poland. I'm half Polish. They don't know that here. Our name's not Polish or anything. It was my mother. She came here after the war. I spoke Polish till I was 6. Baby Polish, full of rhymes Mum taught me. And then my father put a stop to it. You'll get her all mixed up now she's going to school. What use is Polish ever going to be to her? I can't speak it now. I've got a tape of me speaking Polish with Mum. I listen, I think I'm going to understand what they're saying, and then I don't. Long-term aim is to arrange...